Blog Talk Radio.
Right about now.
Oh! Lush! Talk to him. It's 2K10, think we begin in the hush knot. Block Talk Radio, listening lush spot. Music even hotter than what you stash in a glove box. People like,
you heard the New York rapper that Lush got?
TDI and Lush together is like a dream team. A Bronx bummer who linked up with a street queen. Over here, we don't need no softness. The Nigerian princess, CEO Boston. Lush, like her out there ain't another fam. I'm TDI, dig it homie, I'm a brother man. Violate, play tough and act gutter, man. Snap your damn neck back like a rubber band. I'm in the crib bumping Malice in Wonderland. While you other rappers act like faggots in Wonderland. Race there, getting money is the occupation. Lush Radio Online is domination. Yeah. Bronx, New York, your representative right here, TDI. Shouts to Lush Radio, blocktalkradio.com. Let's go.
Yo, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, and it's going down tonight on Lush Radio Online. You know what I'm saying? We usually be on at 6, but we had to jack the time up, because you know I'm live right now in BK, New York, and we broadcasting right now, live in the den, in the BK Hood Stars den right now. And if you're in the New York area, yo, you need to be checking out Tucson Ali's anticipated EP release party going down tonight at www.mixtapesonline.com store. Debut EP, second beginning event will be tonight at 11-6-43 Sufton Boulevard, Queens, New York, 11434, from 7 to 10. I'm telling you, it's going to be everybody there, man. Star studded, man. Check out Tucson Ali, www.tucsonali.com. It's going down. Yo, y'all heard them before, man. These cats is on the battlefield, you know what I mean? They throws it down, and these are one of the hottest battle rappers in the New York area going down. These cats is going down, doing their 1-2 worldwide, international, and they're going to be live tonight. You know it's Freestyle Friday, Follow Friday, and we might even be having a guest, you know what I'm saying, a special guest co-host tonight. We don't know, but we're going to check for it, man. Shout out to all our sponsors, Ohana Shop, Strictly Run One, Capital Customs. We here. Lush Radio Online. We're going to have Sirius Jones in the building, Art in the building, Cortez in the building, SoCon in the building. Yo, get your game up, man. It's crazy right now. Let's radio online. Let's go to the phone lines and see if my wonderful co-host is in the building. What up, Ebony? What's good with you, boo-boo?
What's going on? What's going on?
Ain't nothing, man.
How are you?
That's what it is. I'm sitting here, you know, live in BK right now, you know, highly anticipated, you know, EP, Tucson Ali, man. I'm live in the building right now. We trying to get this joint cracking tonight. For real.
Right.
Let me open
I'm
it up.
Teleporting myself there.
I wish you could, man. We got Future Guru live in the building. What up, Guru? What's good?
Yeah, Jersey in the building. Shout out to Lush. Shout out to Ebony. Shout out to everybody listening. Retweet Squad. What's up, everybody? TGIF. I know y'all working hard out there, man. Still gotta, you know, get in your groove, man. It's groove time. We on early, so. If you leaving work right now, honk your horn or something. You know, we got to do it like we FM and shit. FM and everything. Let's go.
Hold up.
Honk
so,
your horn.
I'm going to go to the phone lines and see if we got our first guest live in the building. 347, you're live in the building on Lush Radio Online. Peace. What up?
Is this for me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, baby. What up, what up, what up?
Oh, this is Doggy Dots. I'm here.
What up, Doggy
Diamonds?
What's going on? How's everybody doing?
Yeah,
good look right there.
Wow.
Good look right there.
Yes,
I'm glad to have him back.
What's going on? What's going on? Just wanted
to have you back.
That's what
yes,
it is,
sir.
Man. We got Doggy Diamonds live in the building. CEO of Force DVD live in the building, and we shutting it down tonight. It's Follow Friday, Freestyle Friday. We got the hottest battle MCs in the building, and we got your boy. Oh, man. Doggy Diamonds bring the fire in the game. We live in the building. What up?
Yes, sir. I'm just chilling, man. Just here, you know, checking in, seeing what y'all was up to, you know. I definitely like what y'all doing, so, you know. Holler.
We're glad to have you, man.
Yeah, I'm here posting on my site, ForbesDVD.com, putting new content up. The new post I'm doing right now, should Britney Spears wear a bra, you know what I'm saying? So I want people to answer that question. Should Britney Spears wear a bra? Because I don't think she should wear no bra.
Okay. How you feel about that, man? How y'all feel about that? Should she or should she not wear a bra? That's the question.
Okay.
How you feel about that?
You asking first.
Google, what
you asking? If you ask Google first, the answer is no. Let him out.
Yeah, let him breathe.
But give us more. Give us more.
Hey, Guru said she ain't got to wear a shirt.
Give us more.
Wow, y'all
Guru
crazy,
said,
though.
Guru said she ain't even got to wear a shirt, huh, Guru?
For real. She could do a wet T-shirt contest, man, let them things fling. But, hey, yo. Ebony, how do you feel about the situation? Should she or should she not wear a bra? What's your opinion on that?
I don't give a damn. Wow.
Okay.
What she do, if she don't, she don't.
Oh,
so that means she don't have to wear one. Yeah, we like Ebony's answer. Yay, go Ebony, yeah. That's what I'm talking
about.
Doggy.
I'm with Doggy tonight right there.
Yes. She shouldn't wear a bra.
Hey, no, that's two for us right there.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
two for us. Money. That's three for us.
What you think, Lash? What you think, Lash? Shishy or shishy not?
Hey, you know, I have my ways, so, you know, I kind of go with the guys. I think, hey, if she wants to let them fling, let them fling.
Hey. And the reason why that's a topic is her father is telling her that she, you know, she can't kind of stop going out without, you know, without her girls sitting up like that. She got to start in a bra. So I'm just... You know, seeing what everybody else think. I'm putting a post on the site right now. I think she should let them go. They sitting nice. It ain't like they ugly, you know.
But I'm saying,
you know,
if they were saggy.
Let me take a look, man. I'm about to go take a look.
If they was, if they were, like, really saggy, they was hanging like some grandma joints, then I would say, yo, wear a bra. But if they perky and they nice and they sitting up, I say, you don't have to. You could go braless. Go ahead, Brittany. Do what you do. I'm saying she wasn't wearing panties anyway, so... What's the difference?
Hey.
Okay.
Go all the way in.
Okay.
That's word up. That's word up. We live in the building, man. If you just tuned in, man, we got the world famous Mr. Doggy Diamonds live in the building, CEO of Forbes DVD, the beautiful Ebony live from Cali, your boy Future Guru 100 from Irvington, and you know we try to wait for, you know, the one and only Sirius Jones. She's going to be jumping on the line in a few seconds with us, so we're going to be live in the building. You know what it is? Sirius Jones is going to be live in the building. Shout out to Soul Pitch Media, my girl, Cinnamon Jones. That's my sister. From another mother, lover to death, you know what I'm saying? And that's what it is, man. And we were just talking about Britney Spears' bra. Should she not wear a bra? Call me at 347-826-7722 if you think that she should wear a bra. And shout out to the babies out there, son. Shout out to the babies out there, son. Word up.
Yeah. Speaking of babies, my nephew's in the background acting a damn fool. See, this is why child abuse is on the rise. This little dude is off the hook. You're supposed to be on the night-night, but you just don't want to go on the night-night. See that? We're doing a radio show here. You're not going to take over.
Oh, you want to take over?
Tell him he can say hi.
Oh, no, he's going to get on the phone and tell y'all to shut up. That's what he likes to do. So he's already evil. That's the first thing he do, because I make him tell the girls to shut up. You know, he's my shut-up boy. So when I'm on the phone talking to a female and she gets too crazy, I put him on the phone. He's only two. And he tells him to shut up.
Wow.
He's throwing covers on the floor. You see this?
Wow.
This is my
radio,
baby.
Somebody needs a little time out. Someone needs time out.
No,
wow.
Corporal punishment. That's what he needs.
Wow. Yeah, I bugged out.
It's illegal to hit children now, though, believe it or not, man. What's going on with that? I got hit. I turned out just fine.
Oh, my God.
Let's not think about it. Let's ask the people what they think about that, man. Should the children still get popped? I don't mean hit them in the head with a 2x4, but, you know, just a little a pluck here and there on the hand. They need something because timeout don't work, especially for minority children. I don't think timeout works. What y'all think about that?
Y'all wild out, man. This is live radio right now, man. This is live radio. We live in the building. Sirius Jones will be calling in a few minutes. So what I'm going to do is just go ahead and go to one of his songs until, you know what I'm saying, he steps in the building. So we're going to go ahead and go to one of his songs in a few seconds. And we'll be back in a few minutes on Lush Radio Online. You know what I'm saying, once I can find it in the arsenal real quick. You know what I'm saying? We got so much music in the arsenal. I'm going to go ahead and see if I got it, which I know I do, but I don't know where it's at. But until then, I'm going to go ahead and play something real quick because I got to go and answer this door. Okay, this is Loyalty by Chuson Ali. We'll be back in a second. EP release party tonight in Queens. See you there. We'll
don't
be back
ever
in
take sides
all
with anyone against the family. Ever.
Yeah, hell yeah. Things looking real good on this side now, huh, homie?
Don't ever pick sides with anyone against the family. Ever.
Cameras, I'm ready for some action. Guns come out, we start blasting. So who on first and who got next? And even after that, boy, I'll take your request. Like Mr. DJ, here where we play. Fool boy there, best watch what he say. Cause I'm loco, far from Poyo. What's wrong with this retarded nigga clown like Bozo? Nonetheless, yo, you ain't running nothing around her. Cops said somebody left him lying down there. I swear, Colombian necktie, air to air. Stripped him of everything, left him in his underwear. Set his car on fire, drove it off the pier. Nowadays, it's the jungle, people really don't care. Product of the environment, probably die by the chair. Like Bill Collins, I feel it in the air. Street beef, guns and murder. Things they never get done. Steve breaks and birds off. You could be the next one.
You could be the next one.
Street beef, guns and murder. Things they never get done.
Coming to the DMV right now. Pulled up, popped the laptop. Guess what was on? My girl Lush. Lush Radio Online. Yo, what it do? Know the name, know the difference. N-O-E. Boy, know in the building. You know what I'm saying?
I got it. Literally Napoli, while suckers suckin' losing mentality, trying to battle me, but actually the rappers be acting like they proud. I'm so fly, they look up to me like clouds. Wow, that's how my hood sound. Allow me to reintroduce myself. Ta-da. Ask my ex-girl how she like me now. She said we should get something to eat. I said, chow. And by the way, I'm independent and I'm winning like a pennant. Driving hits every inning, happy endings at the end of my massage. My promoter's gorgeous, I ain't get your call. I'm overseas on tour, bitch. Round a beat, I mean in need of Rolls Royce. With his chauffeuring, style so foreign. I'm so foreign, your girl, I'm playing an organ. My style orphan, born in my own mind. And you can catch me in the wind like a clothesline. I gotta get mine, go get your own grind. Girl, how you broke when you sitting on a gold mine? Me personally, you better apply yourself.
And why you flirting with me? Cause I could do bad by myself, shit.
Yo, what up? This Amiz, and you rocking out with my girl on LushRadioOnline.com. The energy in here is crazy, baby. I love it. Famous Enterprises, Amiz.
You heard it first, man. We live in the building. You already know what it is. I played a little Chuson Ali loyalty, man. You got to respect the fam. Then I threw in, you know, I got to, you know what I'm saying, Get It by Sirius Jones. He's going to be live in the building on Lush Radio Online. We got our special guest host live in the building, Doggy Diamonds from Force DVD. And we got Ebony representing the Cali area. Along with that, we got Future Guru 100. We live in the building on Lush Radio Online. We're going to see if we got Sirius Jones. We got all the lines open right now, and we're gonna go ahead and go and see if we got Sirius Jones in the building.
Yeah, I'm right here.
What's good, man?
I'm good. I'm blessed. How you doing?
Yo, nothing much, man. We digging in the scene on the gangster lane, man. Let me go ahead and show you some Lush Radio love real quick, you know what I'm saying? And let the audience, you know what I'm saying, show you that love and give you some of them claps and get the claps up and everything like that. You know what I mean?
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Stand the note.
Hey, welcome to the show. Hey,
appreciate it.
They want serious.
Yeah. I want them too.
All right, okay. So.
Hey, yo, Sirius, we got Ebony live from Cali live and our co-host.
How you doing, love?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm blessed and a half. I'm doing great. I'm here for y'all. Y'all, okay. Just talk to me.
That's what it is. And we got Doggy Diamonds from Forbes DVD. I guess.
Doggy Diamonds.
Yes, sir. Being serious, we actually did an interview for that Piff Radio, DJ Blazita crib in Brooklyn one time. You know,
Yes, sir.
He kicked the ill freestyle, too, man. That ended up being the song when the hook come out. You end up doing the record to
right,
that beat.
Right.
Yes, sir.
How we been doing it, man? Organic, man. You know what I mean? We just grew up, whatever. Benny Otto just hit me up the other day on Twitter,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, sir.
I gotta,
yep, Ben,
gotta get at him.
Yep, yeah, Benny Otto produced that joint.
Salute to Vinny. That's definitely, you know what I'm saying, our peoples and stuff. You know what I'm saying? I love people a lot. So, man, you know what I mean? You plays in the airwaves and all over the place, man, and the battle scene and all that, man. You know, we know you first got into the whole balance situation and then you, you know, start doing your songs and doing all that, man. So tell us what inspired you to get into the music industry, fam.
Well, really, like, what it started with me, like, battles was just a joke to me at first. Like, it wasn't even like, you know, something I took serious, like, no pun intended, but it was like I basically got dared to be in one. And, you know, in my hood, I always been a sharp nigga. Like, I, you know, named a lot of niggas from jokes, and, you know, 10 years later they name is a nickname you come up with, and, you know, just always be able to just, you know, crack jokes and class and kind of be just a crowd controller type energy nigga, I guess. So I started, you know, the battle shit as, you know, a dare for some money. And I wound up getting like $500 the first time I did it. So, you know, then I found out about this thing called a fight club where you can go and, you know, bet, you know, money. And MTV and BET was filming and all that. So, I mean, I just looked at it as an opportunity, you know what I'm saying? And when I did it, I won like 12 or 11 in a row that year. And, you know, it got on, you know, MTV, and the execs up there was loving it, and they got a second show, and it was, like, the second highest show on MTV, too. So that was really my story in terms of the battles. Like, and the other, you know, venues that you see me battle was only just because I understood the value of just being, you know, a recognizable face and a recognizable presence in the streets. So, you know, that was my only real objective in battling, you know what I'm saying? And I think I really did it to the point where it ain't been surpassed yet. So, you know, that was my whole situation with the battles for those that don't know about it, you know what I'm saying? And for those that, you know, that's just like a crossover to a nigga's whole game, you know what I'm saying? That's nothing. That's just, you know, a skill that I've been blessed to put on blast, which has got me attention to show people what my real talent is.
That's what it is. I know my people's Billy Blast was definitely, you know, to you know, bigging you up, you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's my nigga.
Up, you know what I'm saying? So he was doing a couple, you know, production joints for me, so you know, that's actually the way I heard about you from you know, several times him.
Yeah, shout out to Vintage Beats. That's my dude. He got crazy beats. That's my brother. You know what I'm saying? I've known that man since we was yay high.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. And I know my girl Ebony got something to speak to, boo.
Talk to me.
What's going on? What I want to know is, okay, so you did it as, you know, you just figured that you can make some money from it. So, you know, how do you get people to start, you know, enjoying what you're doing? You know, like, how do you bring it to the people? Like, you know, this is, I'm really serious about this. I mean,
people are enjoying it. Like, I got about 10 million views online this year. So, I mean, in terms of awareness, you know, like, every, you know, God is good. Every video I put up gets minimum 250,000 views online. You know, and that's like from every major website, from, you know, This Is 50 to Worldstar to, you know, Glad to, like, every major channel for hip hop. So it's really, and, you know, like, for instance, I just came off tour of 5 countries in Europe, you know, like, in the last year. I mean, I shot 2 videos over there. That song you were just playing, Gotta Get It, I recorded that in Italy. So it's like, in terms of awareness, you know, I'm at the stage where some people are still clueless and just think, oh, yeah, that's the guy from that battle. And then there are other people that's like, yo, I love all your songs, and I watch your movie and show my mom, and she loves you. And, you know, so it's like I'm at the stage of really trying to connect those dots and get everybody on the same page so that they understand, you know what I'm saying? But for the fans that really want to, you know, find out more, you just got to go to GetSerious.com. Like, you know what I mean? It should see everything, you know what I mean? I got a bunch of different projects coming out. I actually recorded a whole album overseas. I got, you know, 2 videos I shot there that's both out online now. So people just got to do the knowledge and do their homework.
That's what it is. That's just serious. I gotta go ahead and throw it to Guru because we on a tight time schedule today. Guru, you got a question for Serious?
Yeah, I've been checking them out for a long time, and, you know, just because I'm part of the culture, and, you know, everybody has to go ahead and realize that these cats is putting in work, so I just wanted to go ahead and applaud them. We get the Twitter information out there, and then I just want to say, you know, congratulations, man, because we see that the platform with people that's lazy is either that or it's either this or that. I mean, Black Sheep made a song a long, long time ago, but if y'all stick to what y'all know and get involved with some research in hip hop. Like that's what it is. My man is grinding, so I appreciate that. I mean, I'm just real talk right here, man.
That's what's up.
Well, good looking, sir.
And I
just want to break it down so it shall can forever be thoroughly broke, because I see that y'all having some battle rappers with the quotes around it, you know, on your show or whatever. When you look at battles, all right, and look at it 5 years ago, niggas weren't battling like this.
Right.
Like, so I try not to, you know, put all kinds of seasoning on and be the braggadocio, I'm the guy kind of guy. But in reality, like, we started the platform for what these niggas are doing. No one cared about battles 5-6 years ago until, you know, we have some classic battles, which is now, you know, 6 years later, people still talking about, and now have spawned the whole new baby culture of battlers that want to do the touch the nose move and the slow talk flow and the whole, you know, thing we really implemented into the game. So I want those that really pay attention to hip-hop to understand the aura that has been brought to that arena and go back and look at the reality of why that is. Just go to the source and fuck with the talent. You know what I'm saying? Don't think that because someone's only has great classic appearances in one arena that it can't be more than that. No, it's way, way more than that. It's way crazier than that. So I need you to go to GetSerious.com, check out the movie Life is Serious, check out the documentary, download the remix tape, all the new projects I got coming out. I'm about to take this shit over, God willing. Either I'm going to die or I'm going to take over. So it's one of two options. So I appreciate y'all having me, man. Twitter.com, Sirius Jones. Get at me.
I'm going to let Doggy ask you one quick question, and then we're going to move on, Sirius. Doggy, you got a question for Sirius, man?
Yeah. I just wanted to know, you know, now you see the URL TV blowing up. You see the Grind Time blowing up. I wanted to ask you, are you retired, or what is it going to take for you to – what type of money, what type of call-out, what type of situation is it going to take
for Sirius
to jump back in it?
First of all, it takes a credible fight. You know what I'm saying? Second of all, it takes a venue. Like, this is the difference. Like, and without being long with it, just so it's summed up and you understand from the fan perspective. People just see a battle. They just see niggas standing around and two rappers going back and forth. Like, you only see me in one of those battles. Which is smack. And I only did that because the streets, a lot of them don't got fucking cable. They wasn't seeing MTV. They wasn't seeing BET. And some niggas would be like, yo, well, who's this Sirius Jones? I don't know that nigga. So that's why I did smack back then, because I knew all these street niggas that don't know about, you know what I'm saying, whatever, is going to watch that. But now when it's a business, you know what I'm saying, and now when realistically your product and your talent has literally created the brand of battle rapping, it's got to be professional. It's like, that's where I battle, is actually in a professional setting with money there. Like, paper right there that when I win, I'm walking home with. Like,
None of that call and vote shit.
Yeah, ain't no calling in and vote. What you mean? Like, this is the streets, B. This is hustle. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm coming there. The money's there on the table. If it's over, like, now I battle for 10 stacks. 50 stacks even, you know, three, four years ago. What am I doing battling for that now? So if you ain't got like 20, 25 stacks, that's right there on the table at an actual venue, not at somebody's barbershop with just 30 of this nigga's boys and 30 of this nigga's boys. And you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just not professional, and I'm kind of disappointed at the way niggas are conducting their battles because of the fact that they're not having the real integrity of it being a sport. You just got a bunch of niggas from each nigga's hood yelling over the other guy and shit. Like, we don't respect that, man. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't even want that for myself. So when I go into the battle arena, or when I did go into it, I looked at it as a real sport, you know what I'm saying, and as a professional thing. Nowadays, it's not really being done professional, you know what I'm saying? So that's the reason why it doesn't make no sense for me. For those that do know about everything that's going on with me, they'd be disappointed in me. Like, Jones, why are you going back fungo with these niggas? You got movies and on tours and this and this and that. But for those people that might want to see me do that, y'all need to talk to these niggas and tell them to step their shit up and make it actually professional. Just because you got a nice HD camera, you know what I'm saying, and a good graphic editor, don't make the shit professional. You know what I'm saying? It got to be about some money.
Hey, Siri, sorry to cut you up, my dude, but due to the fact that our time schedule and everything.
It's all good. I'm done. You know what I mean?
He basically summed it up.
Right there. I mean, that's all it is.
That's what it is, man. Appreciate
and that's
you.
That's a real game, though.
Hopefully we can have you on again, son. You know what I'm saying? We're just running a real tight schedule today, man.
All right,
but
so y'all do your thing. I appreciate y'all having me.
That's what it is, man. Definitely appreciate it.
Man.
Jersey in the building, man. We appreciate
Jersey,
you, man.
Jersey, body like a slow no shot at GetSirius.com. Log on. I'm in the West.
That's what it is, man. I'm gonna have to, like, let you guys go ahead and run the show. I'm going to be on the move and stuff, but we still want to get the show going. But y'all go ahead and, you know, I'm going to go to this music by Goods. I'm good, and I'm going to be back. We're going to be back in a quick second on Lush Radio Online.
Burger, but the shoot is free.
They say you're killing them, girl.
Nah, I'm just doing me. With a group
grizzly teddy bear, I'm heavy. Strap, relax, I'm good everywhere. To the haters, thank you a lot. All the hating I got, shows my place on the top. We hold a strip down, ripping a block. Hating ain't my occupation, only hate for the cops. If you try to invade on my spot, like Kobe when he scored 81, I'm taking them shots. Nothing but hate there. No wax, no snakes there. Just lions, tigers, bears. We hate there. Look, of course, it's something I wanna make clear. Crooked thoughts show nothing but straight fear. That's leadership. As for the ratchet thing, I brung a bunch of magazines. I'm gonna read a clip. So much honey, I think I'm seeing shit. Hustle up the town, but I keep a brick.
Yo, we back live on Lush Radio Online, you know what I'm saying? And I'm live on the move right now after Tucson Ali's event. But like I said, we just had Sirius Jones live in the building, and that was good. We should be on the phone in a few seconds on Lush Radio Online. So we live. Everybody just hold a second. Guru, you still there with me?
Of course I am. Lush, you lush. Yeah, I'm where we going? We on deck, baby. We on deck.
That's what it is. That's what it is. I'm moving. I'm on the move right now while I'm doing stuff. So, God, this is real live radio, yo. We mobile right now. We in the car headed down to the event. But like I said, if you're in the New York area, you know what I'm saying, and you're going, and you don't have nothing to do right now, out to right now. We're going to do the photo shoot op, and then we're going to do the rest from 7 to 10. Sure, you want to go ahead and get in the information on how to get out there and stuff?
Yeah, you already know, man. It's mixtapesonline.com. It's the store, 116-43 Sutphin Boulevard. You know what I'm saying? If I'm not mistaken, it's Sutphin and 116, you know what I'm saying, to be correct. But that's where we're going to be at, mixtapesonline.com. It's the store. Mom and Pop store in the neighborhood of Suffolk Boulevard. Come through, man. Queens, New York. It's going to be crazy, man.
Great, man. That's
congratulations.
Yeah, we're glad to hear that, man. That's progress right there, man. That's real progress right there.
That's what it is, man. I'm mobile right now, man. And, you know, shout out to Joe Colombo. Out there, you know what I'm saying? He said that he could hear us and everything.
Let the people know that it's going to be available on the website, man, later on tonight.
Oh, the EP is going to be available on the website later on tonight. But like I said, we got to go to the phone lines. If you're just joining us, we're mobile right now. We got Ebony from representing the California area. We got Doggy Diamonds in the building. We got
yes,
Peter Guru. And we about to go ahead and check it out and see if we got your boy Goods on the line. We just played one of his joints. Let's see if we got Goods in the building. We got a 646 number. What's goody? 646.
Yo, this Goods. What's father? What up?
So we're still there. I got to say, what's good? Goods?
Hey, no, I'm in Foot Locker right now. Calvin Coat pair of sneakers, and I got a 50% off.
Yo, give me them new shits, man. Yeah. Get the whole Lush Radio team
some,
yo.
We're 7 and a half.
Yo, my shit is 11. My sister,
I ain't getting no money like that, man. What y'all think, man? I'm hoping y'all give me some Snickers.
I'm poor.
There's some money down here, man. I mean, y'all ain't gonna lie, they don't got nothing in here, though, man. They got a whole bunch of orthopedic sneakers in here. Y'all don't want nothing out of here.
Orthopedic
sneakers.
That's why they 50% off.
I know. I'm trying to get something, though. What's good, though?
Hey, good. We got Doggy Diamonds from Force DVD, our special host tonight. We got Future Boom 100, and we got our girl Ebony Live in the building, your girl Lush. So, you know what I'm saying? We're going to show you some Lush Radio love, baby, because the crowd loves it.
Kenny is Foot Locker. Tell Foot Locker you get boxed.
Yeah.
Tell the old Foot Locker what's up.
Tell old Foot Locker what up. What's up, though? Talk to me, man.
What's up, man? First and foremost, Goods, man, what, you know, started you? We played this song earlier, I'm Good, you know what I'm saying? What got you started into the music industry, fam, and the battling arena?
Say that again, I ain't hear you. My phone broke up. I'm sorry.
I said, what actually got you started in the industry, into the music industry, and also in the battle arena?
Well, the battle arena was always like, you know, back in the day before all the cameras was on and everything, you know, we used to run around and just do that. It wasn't no cameras. A nigga was nice over there. You went over there, you battled the nigga. It just was a way to get your name up. So that's what really started me into that. But, I really worry about the music, though. I really be trying to make the music. It's that I could battle and do, you know, and make the music. A lot of people can't do that. And that's their problem. So they start battling and get stuck in that battle world, and you don't see them no more. You know what I'm saying?
I wanted to
expose
that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
that was my thing. Yeah.
Yeah, so, that's the thing. Like, I mean, I ain't going to lie. It's hard to go from battling back to the music, battling back to the music. Because once when you get in battle mode, you got to stay in that mode. You know what I'm saying? Because if you really want to do good, you got to be in battle mode. It's like acting. You know, you don't want to act to get a part. They got to play that part. They got to become that role. So when you get in that battle arena, you got to play that part. So that's what it be. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But. You know what I'm saying? I learned how to, you know, when it's time to battle, do that and go right back into my music.
That's real talk right there. I'm going to go ahead and throw it. Ebony, what's up with you, Em? You got work for my man Good?
Yeah, how you doing, Good?
Hey, you sound so sweet.
Thank you. I want to know, what type of advice would you give to the young guys coming into the game who wants to start off battling?
Actually, right now, Smack stepped it up. URL TV, they stepped up, and they got tryouts now, which makes it much easier to get into the battleship. So now they got the URL tryouts. The first one starts actually tomorrow. Don't give me the line. I don't know the exact. You know, address and all that, but it's on Twitter, and they could come down there and they could try out. I'll be there. People like me, Mook, Clips, you know, like everybody I see that's really doing it is going to be there, you know, judging and, you know, picking people to come in and be a part of the URL battling thing. So that's a good way to start right now.
That's what it is. Guru.
Yeah, I'm here. It's Jersey in the building, man. Yo, Good. I'm just like saying congratulations once again, once this all the smoke clear, man, the true cats that's out there battling, man, you know, that's really in it, that's versatile, that's who I think gonna win. So, I'm just giving a shout out to all those cats that's out there grinding and just trying to do it differently. Like it can't be the thing that I think is missing is just like all the cats that do battles, they forgetting one thing. Why get locked into the battle and you ain't getting no promotion? Like, nobody's really taking you serious if your presentation ain't really right. Like,
exactly,
they're
going to
see
exactly.
A one dimension. They're just going to see one dimension. So let's get into some 3D, 3G shit, man. You got to step your internet and your IT game up, man. That's really what's going on out here, man.
You ain't lying about that. Computers took over anything, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, you could be big off of just the YouTube now and the World Star and all that, and that's just on a computer. You know what I'm saying? It's like you don't got to do the DVDs no more, really. You know, so I came from, like, I haven't come from ever when them DVDs was out. I told you, like, we were just doing battles regularly, just battling a nigga, and if you know, your buzz get up from that. But now they got the DVD, they got the computer took over everything, so that's where you got to start at.
Yeah, good point.
Well, that's exactly where you got to start at.
Doggy, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I got lost for a second.
Okay.
You got a question for our man Good?
Yeah. You know, I'm always out in the street, so I'm aware of Good. I'm aware of Mook. Everybody, you know, from the whole battle circuit shit. But is being a battle rapper, is it a bad tag to have on you in this industry?
Say that again. I'm sorry. I hear you.
Being a battle rapper, having that tag as a battle rapper, is that a bad tag to have on you in this industry?
I don't think so. Like I told you, the problem is they say a lot of battle rappers can't do music. They don't got nothing to do with me. I don't care what they say. That's dumb. The niggas that can't do music, that's a problem for them. I'm not really worried about that. I mean, I feel like if you could battle, you could battle. If you could do music, you could do music. If you could do both, then you're terrific. If you can't, then it sucks to be you.
Wow, that's a good point.
And before we go, I got one more. The new system of voting on how the battles are judged, how do you feel about that? Because it's like, you know, it's almost like a popularity contest opposed to who really won in the venue. How do you feel about that?
I'm going to tell you like this. Once you get to a certain point and your name, and you're a heavyweight and your name is, you know, in that top 10 or that top 5, especially that top 5, you got, you're never going to lose because everybody got their own fans. So if I battle another top nigga, ain't none of us really going to lose unless it's clear that we lost. If both of us finish both our raps and they was good and we both get them out straight, it's like some people going to say I lost. Some people gonna say he lost. It's gonna go halfway. It's gonna go halfway all the time. So unless it's clear, like a nigga stumble or you know he mess up,
the line.
You know, yeah, exactly. So either way, it's gonna go both ways, no matter what. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I mean, you gotta go in and just, I guess, just really kill it. You gotta go in and just kill a nigga. I mean, it could be evident. But, you know, like I said, most battles, everybody got their fans already. Once you got your fans, it's like nobody's a loser.
That's what's up. And Good. Quick thing, man. For the people out there, let the people know, you know, the new things that's coming up, that Twitter, all that information, man, so they can get at you, fam.
All right, my Twitter is The Real Good, SCHEREAL, GOODZ. I'm putting together my Facebook right now. I'm sorry, I'm a little slow. I'm bugging out. I know MySpace ain't been popping no more, but I got the MySpace Good music. Y'all go in and listen to some of the music. And that's about it. And holler at me on the street. I'm out here, man. Look, I'm walking around now. I'm out here. Say what up. You see me. Word.
That's what it is. I'm actually on the road headed to Queens, too. So we mobile right now. You know what I'm saying? We mobile. And we headed out there to www.mixtapesonline.com/shop. So if you free, man, you can come through to Queens, man. Check the kid, man. We out here.
Yeah, listen, man, y'all take my number, holler at me, man. Y'all got to do a show where I can come up there, man. I need to interview y'all. I got some questions to ask y'all. That's how I do it, man, especially the ladies. Let me come up there and interview y'all. I got a whole bunch of questions.
You are hilarious. I'm the worst.
I'm telling you now. And that means saying that's another thing, man. A lot of dudes don't know how to do interviews, so they be boring. I can't knock them. That just be them. I'm just not a boring person at all.
Yeah, you're definitely not a boring person.
That's what's
happening. And the last two things I really got to ask you, fam, is, you know, for these up-and-coming artists, you know, whether they're getting into the battle arena or they're just getting in the industry in general, what kind of advice would you give them, fam?
Go hard, man. Don't stop. You got to go hard. Like, I ain't where I want to be yet. I've been through a whole bunch of situations, and I'm not where I want to be yet, but I'm still going, and I ain't going to stop until I get there. So I tell them the same thing, man. If you really want to go for it, and don't stop until you get it.
That's what it is. And the other thing, the last one was, what was the hardest adversity that you had to deal with, you know, being in the music industry?
The letdowns, like as far as I was messing with Swiss for a little minute. Cool, it was my dude. We was good. Like he heard me, he was like, oh my god, I gotta mess with this kid. And you know, it was like when Cassidy was locked up. So it was like when Cassidy was getting out, I felt like he tried to push me to the back because Cassidy was getting out. With, you know, I understand because he was there first, and that's his man. They built a relationship before I even got there. You know what I'm saying? Which I understand, but it's like the letdown on, you know, you so close. And I've been in them positions so many times, I was so close. I was signing labels and it didn't go right, and that right there, you know, you'd be so close and then it just don't go through. But like I said, you gotta keep trucking, you gotta keep moving. You know what I'm saying? You can't decide your face. You don't really have to decide your face. Nobody else can do it.
That's what's up, man. And we're really proud of you, and we support you, what you got going on, good, man, and keep doing what you're doing, fam, for real. Hopefully we can have you on when we have our extended show, fam, for real, so we can definitely, you know, get some freestyles in, you know what I'm saying, get some Freestyle Friday in on Friday, you feel me?
Let's do it. I'm ready. Whenever you want to do it, just give me a call. I'm there.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. If you guys got, you know, a couple of last questions, final thoughts, we're good. Y'all go ahead and get it in.
Go back downstairs.
I got one. This is Doggy Diamonds right here. I got one, man. I saw a battle where it's like you and Jay Dice was like going a little, you know, y'all was having y'all little words. Like it looked like it was off camera a little bit. You was like, I punch niggas in the face and shit like that. What would it take up for us to see that Jay Dice and Goods battle go down?
Nothing. He's not. He got to do about 20 battles and win all of them for me to say something to him. As I tell you, there's a difference, man. He's not nobody. I can't. But for me to battle somebody that's under me, you know what I'm saying? I'm putting my career on the line. I know I kill him, but I'm giving him a name. Opposed to me battling him, his name's going to go up. The battle's not going to do anything for me. And I'm at the point now where every battle I do, it has to make sense and it has to do something for me. You know what I'm saying? I can't help out everybody. And if he'd have come at me the right way, maybe I would have helped him. But, you know what I'm saying? Definitely. You know what I'm saying? But, nah, that's never going to go there. I don't think he's nice enough to battle nobody. I'd brag that little boy. That wouldn't even be funny. I wouldn't do that.
Wow.
Well, Jay,
okay,
Jace, if you listening, he just shitted on your name, so you got to defend your honor, nigga.
Yeah, honestly, man, I don't like him as a person, man. Like, even when he get out there, he get out of his place too much. I don't like him as a person, so I don't want to be around.
Yeah, he's highly disrespectful in battles, like, highly.
Yeah, and I'm not, and that's a battle. See, they confuse battle with street, and they don't be knowing, like, they think they just be rapping, and we approach them in another manner. I was just rapping, but the way they talking is crazy. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a rapper dude. I'm a nigga that rap. It's a totally different thing.
That's what's up. Anybody else got final questions for you, man? Good.
My final question for you is my final question to you is, what advice would you give to the young guys coming up wanting to do some battle rap? Like, what advice would you give to them?
I guess go hard. It ain't, you know what I'm saying? You got to go hard. It ain't nothing else to do but go hard. You know what I mean? Everybody not fit for battle rap, so you got to know your place. You know, so you got to know if you're really a battle rapper or if you're not. You understand what I'm saying? So if you're not, then don't go to that. If you do music, do music. You don't got to battle rap to get your name up. Do music. Try to get some shows. You go get your buzz up like that. But that's about it. Just go hard.
Guru, is it on you?
Oh, hi, Lush. Yeah, I just want to tell him, you want to come out to Jersey, man? We do some special promo. We got a nice little setup we about to do with Lush Radio and the Lush Girls International. And we want to be a part of what you're doing, man. So, you know, we know you coming up. We want to support you, bro. We just going to holler at you on some.
I'm there. When is it? I'm there. Just let me know when.
All right. We're going to set it up with Lush. We're going to talk to Doggy Diamonds. We got to have Doggy Diamonds on deck. It's going to be a whole unity thing with us, man. So
let's do it.
I'm putting that out there. All right. Yeah, we all gonna chop it up on this one, man.
All right, bet.
So that's what it is. That's what it is, man. Appreciate you, fam. Definitely for coming.
All right, man. Definitely. Let me cop some sneakers now. Let me think about what I'm gonna get, man. Cause y'all throwing me off, man.
Yeah.
Make sure you get some, man. Make sure it's hot, man.
I got you. I'm gonna tell y'all what I caught when I do it too. Don't worry about it.
Make sure you flip. Yeah, man.
We'll
pick that when you get that.
I bet I got you.
That's what it
is. Make sure you stab it with Lush Radio, too. Stab it with Lush Radio.
I got you.
Yeah, you got to.
Have a good one.
All right.
That's what it is. Salute to your man Goods, man, you know, that just came through and showed us love on Lush Radio Online.
Yeah.
So y'all got to excuse me, man, because I'm mobile right now, man. I'm in the streets, in the car, broadcasting live. We all over the place, so, hey, y'all going to have to deal with it tonight.
Yeah, but we got you, though. We got you.
It happens like that sometimes.
Hey, you know what I'm saying?
This is the street show. We in the streets. I was in the streets. I just came off. I'm off right now. I haven't did an early show. I'm taking the weekend off, maybe. Perhaps. I'm going to keep it up. I want to keep my foot up right about now. So,
hey,
relax,
hey,
everybody. TGIF, clowns. Go sit at the bar or something, man. Or just relax. Don't drive drunk, though. But relax.
Don't stop drunk. Tonight, you know, it's Friday. You know, make sure you strap up and make sure you don't drive drunk, man. And if you do get twisted, make sure you got a driver for you. And, you know, Doggy, man, tell the people, you know, your information and all that, how they can get in contact with you, fam, and all
well,
that.
Well, yesterday, I don't know if the people are aware, which I should fucking be aware because I ain't doing nothing else. Forbes DVD just got a new facelift. The site is brand new. Everything is new on the site, new template, new function. You can leave comments now. So that just happened. Last night on the late night. So the site is brand new. It looks new. Everything is new. You can get at me on Twitter, at Doggy Diamonds. That's D-O-G-G-I-E Diamonds, D-I-A-M-O-N-D-S. Follow me on Twitter. I promise you, if you follow me on Twitter, the shit is interesting. You think I talk crazy on the radio. You think I talk crazy in my interviews. That's what my Twitter timeline is. I don't sit there and talk about, oh, my stomach hurt, or I think I ate something wrong yesterday. I don't talk about no faggot sucker shit like that. I talk about real shit that's going on in this industry and shit that people are afraid to say. That's what my Twitter timeline consists of. So y'all should follow me just as a strip for that. And just follow me just basically because I told you to. And them other niggas y'all be following, they don't even answer y'all. So I don't know why y'all follow them anyway.
That's cold hard facts.
Yo,
we gonna pop a water tonight.
We gonna go to a joint from Cortez, and we gonna be back with Cortez in a few seconds. If you don't make it out to Tucson Ali's EP release party, then make sure you go to the Facebook and the website www.TucsonAli.com, anythingTucsonAli.com, and cop the EP, man. Get them.
Through the roof, who can move with my passion? Land on the moon, then I'm shooting by satin.
blowing on the curse while I'm doing my taxes. Dude, I'm not rapping, do it like trapping. First I gain weight, then I lose it like acting. Dying, fighting, shooting my magnum. Now you in a waist and a suit and tie napping. If y'all don't get that, then get lost. All my guns go click clack, you'll get sore. Take out how you want me, hating on a kid. Now I gotta get him off me. Oh, get him off me, get him, get him off me. Hey, get him off me. Well, I'ma give you a reason to hate me more. Get a walk, get a walk, haters, get a walk, get a walk. Fresh it in a cup of joke, sell a bit bars, now they can't fuck with the flow. Niggas fucking with them, no, no, cause I'm flowing up again a boat. Oh, and the flow is up a with a boat. Whoa, get em, get em, get em, walk me. Haters wanna talk me. Up talk bucks to the game, can afford me. Names do the talking. Think shit sweet, but the chain got em salted. Living in the street with a dame for the weekend. Touring out of town with a speaker, no English. And I've been fresh from tip top to tip toe. And I get net and sick box from pick holes. Hit a wrist net and each rock and each load. You can get wet, I squeeze pop and lift chrome. Mad, my career keep taking off. Well, I'ma give you a reason to hate me more. Get a walk, get up, get a walk, haters, get a walk, get up, get a walk, haters, get a walk, get up, get a walk, haters, get a walk, get up, get a walk. Are you mad my career keep taking off? Well, I'ma give you a reason to hate me more. Get a walk, get up, get a walk, haters, get a walk.
Yeah, it's your girl Lushy Lush live in the building. And yeah, that was Cortez right there. Get him. You know what I mean? He's going to be live in the building on Lush Radio Online, man. I got the hottest, hottest, hottest co-host in the building. And we got a hot, 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 hot special co-host live in the building, Doggy Diamond.
Yes, what sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Everybody.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. Yo, and Doggy Diamond is hilarious on his show on thatshiphop.com, on his show each and every Wednesday. You definitely got to check him out. Shout out to Sharp Team Radio. Shout out to Feel Good Radio in the chat room. Shout out to all the cats that's in the chat room, all the guests and stuff. You know what I'm saying? We definitely love y'all guys. Make sure you log on to www.lushradioonline.com and check out www.chusanali.com.
Yo, Doggy, what up?
What's going on?
Yo, good. I'm gonna let you son say a couple quick words and stuff, and hopefully we'll have Cortez on in a few seconds, man.
Yo, what up, Doggy Diamonds? What up, baby?
You already know how I do. I'm just, you know, being fucking rude and disrespectful, and waiting for somebody to say something so I can hit them. You know.
You already know. Ab Guru, what's goody, man? You know what I'm saying?
What's good, babe? What's going on?
Hey,
son, congratulations. I just want to say congratulations, True Son Ali. This is your night, baby. Brother, do your thing, baby. Do your thing, boy.
Feeling real tremendous right now. Feeling out of the galaxy right now, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, okay. Yeah, see. Brooklyn,
you know,
baby.
This is something cool. I could be proud of. You dig what I'm saying?
Already,
definitely,
man. Jersey to Brooklyn, man, right now. And that's tight. Jersey to Brooklyn. I mean that, yo. Real talk, man. That's what it is, man. Shout out to Truson Ali, baby. TrusonAli.com.
Yeah, man, I'm acting up, man. BK, stand up, dog. You already know what it is, man. BK, Hustle Squad. Real bad.
Oh, you already know.
Shout out to Rock Red, Billy Ray, Munch Dog. My whole team, you already know. Beach, New York. We in the building, man. Yeah, holla.
I had to bring that out, man, because that's what we do, man. And it is what it is tonight. This is True Son Ali's night. I'm glad LSR got the shirt to him. And this is what it is, man. We got fashions for True Son Ali already on deck because this is his night.
That's
shout
what
out
it
to
is.
Lush Radio Online. Lush Girls International.
Is, and yo, rest in peace, Mike Beck. We live in the building. We just played
all the time.
Cortez right there. Get him. I think we got Cortez live on the line. Cortez, what's goody, man? Yeah. Cortez, you there? 347, what's
hello.
Good?
Hello.
All right. Yeah, he there.
That's him.
What's good,
man?
Yo, what's poppin'?
Ain't nothing much, man. Digging this scene on the gangster lane, man. We got the hottest host in the building. We heard you flaming the world right now. You flaming. You on
I'm
fire over
hard.
There, Cortez.
I'm working hard right now, man. What's good, y'all? What's good? What's poppin', man?
What's going on?
What's going on? Get that Twitter out. Get that Twitter. He got a Twitter? Let me hit that on live right
now.
We pop.
Hello. Put that Twitter out there, Cortez.
Twitter's @Cortez_HSP.
Cortez or T-E-Z?
Cortez_HSP.
All right, we live on Twitter with you.
That's what it is.
Yeah, and we're going to go crazy right now because this is a special night. And we already know what it is. I'm glad you're holding on and staying with us, man. Lust, you already know, man. Lust
that's
is on the move,
is.
Y'all. Move ahead right now, man.
Well, it's
this
crazy right
another
now.
Round.
I'm riding through Queens right now, mobily broadcasting. It's going to hottest.
Y'all shades on or something, man.
Worldwide Cortez in the building. You know what I'm saying?
Shades on it.
Diamonds, Ebony, and all that. But
yep.
Like I said, man, Cortez is live in the building. If you're just joining in, call in at 347-826-7722. Cortez, we played your joint, Get Em. You know what I mean? Tell the people, man, what inspired you to get into, you know, the battle rapping situation and, you know, just the industry in general.
We're talking battle shit was inspired because of the recession. Keep it real. Nobody's making money right now, baby. So, you know, I had a couple situations, you know what I'm saying, with certain labels or whatever like that. Doggy, what up?
You already know.
Because, you know, me and Doggy go way back. Doggy know what's going on. That dude actually
made
my first interview ever on the internet.
Yes,
so,
sir.
You know, I had my little situations and shit like that. It panned out. But it had to be one way to keep a buzz. You know what I'm saying? Because if I didn't keep a buzz, then I wasn't going to stay relevant. And, you know, the cheapest, most efficient way was battling. And, you know what I'm saying? I just feel like I was blessed and able to break through the cracks and, you know what I'm saying, become one of the top dogs and relevant faces in this.
Ah, man, this is a great moment right now, man. This is like one of the classic shows right now, ever.
That's what it is. And Cortez, I want to let you know that we had Fat Joe on prior to the show, and he actually saluted you because one of the callers called in and actually picked you up, and he said, yo, you fire, and he co-signed you live
on
the show.
Yeah, he sure
did. Yeah.
Yep.
That's love.
That's love right there.
Yo,
Joe, holla at me, man, if you're listening, man. I'm hungry.
Yes, sir.
Hey,
Lush, ready? Situation, Joe. Give my dude that situation.
Ebony hungry, cake, girl, cookie, Lush. Yeah, we all, word, Joe.
That's what I heard,
man. Yes, Joe. What up,
stay
Joe?
Stay hungry, just don't get greedy.
Joe, no greedy. Get it right.
Ebony, you got something for Cortez? Ebony?
Yeah. How you doing, Cortez?
What's up, Ebony? What's going on?
Oh, not that much. Enjoying this Cali weather. What can we expect from you? Any future projects?
I mean, my mixtape is going to drop the same day as my next battle is going to drop on This Is 50 within a month. You know what I'm saying? My mixtape is called Exception to the Rule. Y'all be able to download that at iamcortez.com. You know, it'll be on all the major websites. It features Corey Guns. I'm about to get Royce the 5'9 on the record. It got Mav Hoffa. You know, my whole NYB team, DNA. It's crazy. You know what I'm saying? I got production from a lot of big names. So, you know, the project is coming together real tight. You know, so, you know, I just feel blessed right now. I feel like the new man. You know what I mean? The battle with Man Hollis will be fire when y'all see that. And then, you know, the mixtape is coming out. So, you know, I can't do no wrong right now.
That's the stuff. Guru. Yo, he dropping jewels. Yeah, I just said he dropping. Yeah, Guru here, man. I just said the boy dropping jewels right now. I put it live on the Twitter. And, you know, just follow us back, man. We support you at Lush Radio Online. You know, we ain't really regular on here, man. We just promoting and helping everybody out, educating, man. So we support you. We know about this internet buzz, man. It's important to you. Your whole foundation to helping your families, man. Let's go, man. We can do it for you. We help. We help.
Follow button ASAP. Once I get back.
That's Future Guru 100 on live with you right now. Probably the livest cat around. Me and Doggy. So we doing it like that. And Lush and Ebony. Yeah.
Lush,
That's why you got is. This group. That's this core group.
Y'all all forming like Voltron and shit to take over.
Yeah, well, you know. They looking and watching and everything.
That's what's up. Doggy, you up, man. You up, Doggy.
Yes, sir. So, Cortez, you know me and you know each other from the hood and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, Doggy, man, ask me whatever you want to ask me, man. Doggy,
yeah, you already know. We go in for real with these questions. I wanted to ask you not to touch back into the situation, but I don't think the people really, really, really fully understand from your point of view how you got jerked in the head ice situation. And it wasn't the fans didn't jerk you. The celebrity judges jerked the shit out of you. You know what I'm saying? And it was judges that a lot of artists
respect.
A lot of people respect. Yeah, respect.
Inspired by.
Yeah, let the people know how that situation went down. Without, you know, because I know you touched on it, but, you know, the new listeners probably don't know that you really won that head ice battle.
I mean, if you don't know, like, you could act, all the rounds is out now on the internet. You know what I'm saying? So, like, anybody, you want to just type in Cortez and Head Ice, you could definitely watch it. Shout out, you know what I'm saying, to my Embassy Elite niggas. They held that down for me. That's
yes,
what
sir.
It, but, like, real talk, I know I went to work. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, shout out to Ice because Ice didn't have to battle me. At that time, my name wasn't as crazy as his. You know what I'm saying? But there always comes a time where that new kid's going to finally get his shot. Ice gave me my shot, and I went to work. You know what I'm saying? It was crazy. I got crazy. I mean, I did it in Harlem, and everybody in Harlem, that's his home. You know what I'm saying? So
yep.
I had a whole crowd with me. You know I had to go to work. But, you know, Raekwon and Rakim and KRS-One, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. Maybe I hit a bone, you know what I'm saying? Maybe I hit a nerve. With,
yeah, they
with
said you it was a line you threw out there that possibly irked them a little bit, so they was kind of biased towards you.
Yeah, but you know what I say, real talk? Like, that controversy just got me more views and got my name up more crazy. You know, so at the end of the day, like I said, it worked out for me. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Ice. You know what I'm saying? I fucked with him as a real nigga. You know what I'm saying? We went to work. We did the battle. It is what it is. You know, the controversy just helped make me get my name up more the way it needed to be. You know what I mean? So it helps, real talk, at the end of the day. You know? I mean, it don't bother me. I'm still a Brooklyn nigga at heart, so, you know, we do what we got to do. It's not going to stop me.
Shout out to all the niggas on Myrtle Avenue, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to shout out to the Sky. Shout out to all the, you know, all the niggas we fuck with, you know.
Shout out to NYB. Shout out to Murder Ass Gang, Embassy Elite, Zayax, Block Rubber, all my real niggas, man. Real talk. And shout out to y'all, because, you know what I mean? Y'all reached out, and I really appreciate that, you know? I'm right here in the hood right now, chilling and shit. You know what I mean? Like, I love doing this right here. I could be on the corner just doing dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm feeling good right now.
That's what, and Cortez, real quick, because we running around, man. I'm live in Queens right now, running around. I'm mobile. I just heard from a birdie, Two Sons said you asked me on his EP and stuff. He told me that. And he said you need to come through. So that's what he told me.
You told about my son, Two Sons?
Yeah.
Yeah, he got the party tonight, right?
Yeah, we actually over here about to do the photo shoot situation and all that, man, right now.
Oh, what? I'm going to probably slide through. Ain't no dress code, or there's a dress code?
Ain't no dress code, man. You know what I'm saying?
Say, it's just that black spot on mixtapeonline.com.
Oh, all right.
In the store. In
so, Kogi, if anything, I hit you tonight, or Cookie, I hit you up. You know what I'm saying? I'll try to slide through there definitely. I got a session, and then after the session, I'll come out there. I'm so loved. That's my dude right there. That's my fan. So, you know, me and True go way back.
That's what it is.
Before we go, hold on. I got to tell them one thing. I did. It was me. Listen, it was me, Boom P, right? And shout out to Boom P. You know that fam. And on Blacko, Convict Music, you know, the Akon brother. And he said he think Jay Dice or Burn Cortez. What you want to tell Blacko, man?
I battled Jay Dice.
He said he think he lost that one.
I don't know if y'all want to listen to old punchlines and punchlines that was heard from fucking 2006 and 2005. All right, let me tell y'all something. When you battle somebody, you got to come into a strategy, right? And what the strategy is, you got to be original. If you're going to say a Spanish joke, and I just battled everybody, and everybody has Spanish jokes, it's going to get corny after a while. Second door, I went to his hometown, right? I got paid $1,500. He got paid nothing. I won right then and there. If you really want to be real. You know what I'm saying? Third off, real talk, the limits, the rounds were supposed to be 2-minute rounds. Every round was supposed to be 2-minute rounds. My rounds were 2 minutes. If you look at his rounds were like 3-4 minutes long. You know what I'm saying? He choked in the third round, and they edited the footage. If you look at the third round closely, you see the footage edited, and they skipped the fact that he choked twice. Like, it's mad funny shit to do with that camera and what they do out there. You know what I'm saying? And that's why, you know what I'm saying, like, nobody else wants to go out there. Like, yeah, them niggas went out there for the bread. It wasn't really for nothing else. But, you know, when you do funny shit like that, that's bad business. How you going to cut the footage, and, you know what I mean, and show a nigga not choking and all types of shit? I think his first round was okay. I'm not even going to lie to you. But after 2 and 3, like, it got repetitive, it got Kobe. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gonna say one hot line and then 6 whack lines? That don't add up. You know what I'm saying? Then you're rhyming for 4 or 5 minutes, you're just boring niggas to death. So, you know, honestly, it's about bars at the end of the day. When you listen to my bars, you listen to his bars, you know what I'm saying? You know who's the better rapper. You know who's the better rapper off top. You know what I'm saying? Who's the more seasoned rapper?
That's what it is, man, and I'm definitely, you know, glad to have you on the show, man, and we're going to keep, hopefully I see you tonight. This is actually Lush, man. Hopefully I see you tonight because I'm actually his publicist, so hopefully I see you tonight at the joint, man, and we definitely salute you, man. You keep doing it because, man, the word is spreading like world wildfire, man. They loving you, man, for real. The streets love you,
that's
man.
That's love. That's love. Yo, I got one question for y'all, though.
What's that?
Yo, Doggy, you think I lost to Jay Dice?
To Jay Dice? Nah, hell, I mean, I'm, you know, with me, I'm Brooklyn biased, so I'm not going to never go against my team ever. You know what I'm saying? So don't even ask me, because I ain't never going against my team.
Okay,
you already know. But
nah,
you know what? You know what? When I look at battles, because I tell everybody, I keep it funky. I don't really get into the battle thing sometimes because a lot of niggas made it corny. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just became something to do, and a lot of niggas ain't really doing it right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it got to be a name for me to watch it. And, your shit was, you know, I know the camera and editing shit. So once I see that right there, it's like, all right, something ain't right. You know what I'm saying? So when I saw all that shit, I was just like, nah, something ain't right. They trying to fix it and rig it for the home team. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't really respect that right there. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, I saw a lot of the battles. But let me ask you something now.
What's up?
That money that's going out, you know, the money getting good in the battle situation right now. The money's looking
it
great.
It definitely
Exposure.
Is. Definitely
who,
is.
Who you think is going to be that headlining battle for you right now for that money?
It's either going to be Arsenal or Rex.
Who's the second one? You said Arsenal. Who else?
Or Rex.
Rex. Okay.
Rex. Yeah. After the Hitman battle drop, y'all going to see because that was. Whew, that was crazy right there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
shout out to them St. Louis boys, too. Cause
now, they working. They working, A-Bird.
Yeah, they
shot. They definitely working. But I went for work on that boy. So.
You know what? Do the time, man. You know, I love you to death, Cortez. I love you to death, fam. But, you know what I'm saying? Do the time, man. I'm going to go to this next joint, man. Tell the people your Twitter and all that again, man. And, you know, we definitely want to bring you back on when we got to extend the time, man, for real.
Word, I got to come up to see y'all, man. Hit me at the Twitter, @Cortez_HSV. You know what I'm saying? You can download my mixtape, IamCortez.com. That'll be out, exception to the rule. You know, just show me love, man. I hit niggas back, man. Ask me anything you want to do, features, whatever it is, man. I'm working hard out here, man. I'm not like the rest of these niggas. I'm putting in work 24/7. You're...
That's what's up, Cortez. We salute you. We love you, man. Keep doing what you do, man. And I pray that everything you want to like come to pass, man, for real.
Appreciate that, man. Y'all stay up. One love.
Yes, sir.
That's what's up. We're going to this song right here, Brown Bag, Soul Con. And, yeah, man, and we're going to wrap it up soon because, you know, I got to get ready for this photo shoot, man. You already know what it is, man. We live.
Yeah, that was so fun.
We chilling in the lab right now. DJ Skiz on the beat.
What up, Skiz?
Yeah. Bring the drums in like this. We're here to let you know how we come live from the 9 every time.
Brown Bag All Stars. Yo, just how I left it, nothing different on my way out. Recording till the crack of dawn, I gotta break away now. So then I went ahead and moved on up the Park Slope, F train downtown, rhyme book, headphones. Another rhyme on the grind as usual. I'm living like the day that I'ma stop is my funeral. Don't worry, mom and dad, your son knows the way. Even though I risk it all without a damn thing to show today. But I swear that I won't stop until my job's done. Preaching all my issues until everybody's got one. New York City, you can find us up at Fat B. Working, paying dues while we're sharpening on rapping.
This tape's popping, I stay dropping. It's nonchalant nonsense. The bomb kicks in the system and wish they're missing the targets. Like, garments tight and can't rock a mic right. His though rough, but he got the glow like showing up for the light bright night night. He nullify these lullaby MCs like throwing stones and narcoleptics. Rock that panda sleeping, it's deep. Yeah, how deep? It's deeper than my train of thought when I'm zoning and you ragging and boasting about the things you got. You need to stop before the seeds go pop like it's a weed you bought up in the park, or it'll spark before even the needle drops. You're seeming lost in my knees, and it seems the game is breeding off the top like missing bras. That means the game's teeming with heathens. I'm a demon, got an angel on my shoulder holding me down. The world is frozen, caught up in clothes. What, you just slow for me now? You need to know your history before you can rhyme. Sounds a silly audible doctor coming live for the nine.
And I'm lost, time's gone. I walk a narrow path. I scream but can't hear the tones that the shadow has. Wolverines are pulling me, but cool to see the habitat. I guess the scars show the fight that every single battle has. As a matter of fact, I counterattacks. I'm the first to settle it. Should've known weren't served like first bites of venomous. Merc mics, it hurts lives, each verse writes a sediment. Walked upon, talk is gone, I work nights and reminisce. The rocky roads, optimos, a lot to go from where it starts. Refills of E-pills where we chilled and rarely stopped. 13 when started and 17 when finished. It happened at a young age, but rough days diminished. A cynic in the eyes of most, or is it just that I'm a hoax? Didn't know the story, cause was missing from the line of notes. Found my hopes and dreams, cut out what's between. Told you back in 93, it's all about the screen.
We stupid science kickers, hooligans with iron livers. Fight until the night eclipses life into a dying whisper. The summer used to be about collecting them skirts. Now it's burning, scorching early morning, sweating at work. I did the knowledge supreme, reading comics in the paper. Neighbors bumping something hot that Mario. Wish he was flavor. Wish my only vice was defeating the coke can sippers. Since the liquor you lived up in my old man's slippers. Now we're more like Jack Tripper, two bennies in the house. You can do the math, folks. I'm as neat as now. Hold up, maybe I should chill and kill all this exaggerating. My ill imagination finds the filthy fascinating. Blame it on Vanessa Blue and Ebony Eyes. I do anything to honey with some heavenly thighs. As I hit the corner store and cop afford it from Ahmed. Say peace unto you and remember what Khan said. Yeah.
Yeah, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live back in the building. And, like, man, we just running through, man. We had Sirius Jones, Goods, Cortez just left us, man. And we about to have phone call live in the building, man, and it's going down. And you know I'm mobile. I'm right here in Queens right now. We blowing it up, blowing it up. So I'm going to go ahead and open. Everybody's lines are open up right now. We about to bring the one, the only, Falcon to the building. What up, Dax?
Chilling. How y'all doing?
All right.
What's going on?
I'm just, you know, preparing for the next battles, wrapping up the album, stuff like that, you know.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Let's give you some Lush Radio love real quick, man. So calm, man. We got we have the one and only Doggy Diamonds live in the building from Forbes DVD.
Oh, what up?
Our guest host,
me,
we have Ebony.
Listen, me and Soul Calm go way.
We go back electronically, actually.
and we have Ebony live in the building from Cali, and we have Future Guru from Irvington. First and foremost, man, what inspired you to get into the battle arena and, you know, the music business in general, fam?
Well, I've been rapping since I was, like, 12 years old. So, like, that's always been a factor. Like, I haven't really taken, like, music as a career too seriously until I moved to New York City, which was only a couple of years ago. And shit, like, you know, just the battle scene, you know, I saw it, you know, popping, you know, like, you know, I'm from L.A. originally, and in the West Coast, the battle scene was always crazy. The freestyle scene was always crazy. But, like, when it really started exploding, like, when you had cats like Thesaurus and, you know, Illmatic and all those dudes doing the thing, you know, like, when they did that on, like, a national level and then later international level, you know, all that stuff happened while I was in college. You know, so, like, I was stuck, you know, in the middle of the woods. You know, I couldn't really participate, you know, so all this stuff was happening, and I was, like, eager and hungry to get into, but, you know, rap isn't forever. We got a short shelf life, and I gotta, you know, have something to fall back on. So, you know, I'm basically, you know, once I got out of school, you know, I saw the grind time was popping, and I got involved in that, and, you know, the rest is history. I mean, as far as organized battling, I don't even have that deep of a record before grind time. You know, the only battling I did before that was freestyle stuff, like on street corners and in the, you know, and at lunch in high school and middle school and stuff, you know. So it's a, you know, it's funny that I got involved when I did, because it's probably at its biggest right now and at its most mutated.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Hey, Ebony, man, you got something for my man, So Calm?
Yes, how you doing?
Good, how you doing?
All right. My question to you is, do you have any future projects coming out that we should be expecting?
Yeah, well, my group, Brownback All-Stars, is a crew of cats who came up through Fat Beats, the store or the warehouse, all of us were connected to it somewhere or another. We basically, you know, we dropped this kind of like little, like, holdover mixtape that's on iTunes called the Brown Tape, and that was whatever was cool, but we're working on a reissue and remix compilation project of everything we put out for free on the blogs called Brown Bag Season Volume 1. It's going to be crazy. We just got a remix on it from a very, very big, important New York producer whose name I will not let go right now, but y'all will find out, and that should be out, like, you know, July, I think, you know, digital and physically, you know, hopefully you'll get national distribution. The real Brown Bag album's coming out, though, you know, first quarter of January, and I promise there's not one single independent hip-hop record that could touch that album that we're going to make. Like, it's going to be today's, like, you think, like, you know, a decade and a half plus ago, you think, like, Enter the Stage, now you're going to think about the Brown Bag album, swear to God.
Well, you're going to have to come back on the Lush Radio Online and let us do your listening party.
Oh, yeah, I definitely got hooked y'all up on that. And my album's going to be out probably, like, at this rate, like, August or something. You know, people keep coming up to me with new heads to chop off, so that kind of gets in the way.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up, man. Guru, you up the bat. Guru, you up the bat, fam.
Yeah, I'm on the other line, Lush. Yeah.
What'd you say, fam?
Lush.
Yeah, you up the bat, fam.
Oh, I thought I was telling you I had to switch phones. Yeah, I'm just proud of everybody, you know, coming on the show tonight, and then especially my man, the track was like off the chain right now. So,
thank you,
follow us on Twitter, man. You know, I appreciate you coming on, man, because you make the show like classic that it is right now, man. And shout out to Doggy Donalds for joining us tonight, man. This is like adding a little more, you know what I mean? It's making it official. We got a little stamp on this one right now, man. And Lush is on the move, so it's like, yo, we doing it real big right now. We appreciate you, man.
Oh, likewise.
Yeah, put your Twitter out there, bro.
My Twitter is twitter.com_, you know, like the lower line, Soulkhan, SoulKhan. Again, that's twitter.com/_SoulKhan, because some, you know, real smart person.
Spell it once more for me.
Twitter.com/SoulKhan.
I got you.
Can y'all hear me now? I'm back. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, you back
in the building. You up the bat. You up the bat,
Daddy.
Let me tell y'all about SoulKhan. I knew SoulKhan for a while. We go back from a message board called Trickology, like 2001, right?
I used to be a blogger on that.
Exactly. Okay, he used to write stories. Wow. Listen, he wrote a story about Big Pooh, the rapper, that caused, we ain't going to get into that. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't even remember that.
We've known each other for a while, you know, because, you know, I've seen him doing his music, and I've seen him do, like, little online forum battles and stuff like that, and he always said he was going to do this, and nobody really took him serious on that forum. He was living on the West Coast, and he said he was going to come to New York, and long story short, he's out here. He's in Fat B. Shout out to my dude, DJ Eclipse. You know what I'm saying? And I've known him for a while. We've known each other for a long time. And he remember when I was on the forum, I would say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And everybody used to be like, yeah, you ain't going to do shit. Yeah. You ain't shit. Look at me now. This is what I'm doing today. And the same thing with him. So, I'm just proud of him for sticking to his guns and sticking to the script and really working through this fickle, you know, through this fickle-ass business with all the haters and non-believers, because we both got them at the same time. One question that I have for you though is that you come from the grind time battle scene.
Yeah.
What's the difference between going from grind time to the URL battle scene?
Basically, like, since I was, you know, the transition wasn't tough because fortunately I was coming from grind time East Coast. You know, I came up through grind time in New York, so the audience is kind of the same. You know, it's obviously, you know, the rappers may be a little bit different, and may skew a little more toward the left field, but the audience is just, you know, kids in New York from the boroughs and, you know, the tri-state, you know, so it's like, so all I need to get down right was just, like, up in the energy and get it right for 3 minutes, and I'm, you know, around, and I knew I could do it, and it's fun, you know, like, I'm like, you were talking about people doubting me, you know, like, I'm glad when people doubt me. That's, like, that always animates me. Like, cats are like, it's like, oh, SoulCon gonna get laughed at it. You are. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Like, I don't think you know what I do. And I showed them. And, you know, I got this battle coming up on May 8th against this dude QP who sucks. But it's a grudge match because he said he could beat me and I don't like people who lie. So I basically am going to cut his head off. And people right now have been like, oh, no, QP gonna come back. He'll never come back. I'm about to end this dude's career. It's gonna be super ugly. And from here on out, every person I battle will not want to come back.
Wow. So what's the ultimate battle for you? Who do you think that if you defeat this person, this will definitely put you in at the cream of the crop?
Well, here's the tough thing. I want to battle this little dude named Conceited, who gets like
most. Oh yeah, I know he's like. Well, y'all like the same height, though. What do you mean, little Cedar?
No, he's 5'2".
Okay.
He's 5'2". He's damn near a midget. So, like, I'm not,
okay,
like, I'm hung out with him. I tower over the dude. So, like, it's frustrating. Like, he's basically, he gets more views on YouTube than anybody in the battle scene. Like, as far as, like, a battle who, like, drop a battle now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, he probably could go, like, toe-to-toe in, like, popularity right now with, like, a Mook or, like, you know, even people who are better than he is. And I have my theories as to why this is the case, and I'm gonna shed any light on that until I get to battle him. But I just want to show people, at least the smart people who have taste or people who actually, you know, give a shit about good shit, to, you know, see me destroy him. Because he says he's the best.
He's from your grind time, circle.
Yeah, and he tried, he was trying, and, you know, you could tell from the jump he was trying to get down with, like, the Lion's Den, Sub-Zero, Smack World. He was actually on, he was on Lion's Den once, and he got booed off.
Hmm. Yeah,
so, like,
he was on Arsenal on grind time.
I'm sorry to cut you off, man, due to the time schedule and stuff,
okay,
man. We actually got to wrap this up, man. And,
that's what it is.
and SoCon, like I said, man, we appreciate you. If we had our extended show, man, we had you on here forever, man, because you were definitely an icon in the battle game. I see it. We see it. We support you. And we're going to bring you back on again, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You got the EP and all that, man. But please, once again, tell them the upcoming things that's coming out,
all right,
your Twitter and all that, so they can get in contact with you, man.
Absolutely. I got myself, my album's coming out this summer. I'll keep people posted on that. And Brown Bag has a lot of stuff coming down the pipeline. And honestly, it's going to be the point where if you pay to any attention to underground hip-hop in New York or in America, you won't miss it. It'll be all up in your face, and you'll see why in a little bit. So I want to give – because if I give away release dates and other things like that, it'll give out how we're getting all the product out, and I don't want to surprise people too early yet. So just, you know, keep watching, you know, twitter.com/_soulkhan, that's S-O-U-L-K-H-A-N, or just Google me, Google Brown Bag, you'll find everything you need to know. Shout out to y'all for having me on, thank you.
That's yes, what it sir. Is, appreciate all you, because right. Soul Khan, man, and keep doing what you're doing, man. Salute all to right. all of y'all for definitely showing us love on Let's Radio Online, salute to Soul Khan. Salute to Dougie Diamonds, Force DVD.
Yes,
make sure you check out my brother from another mother, you know, Dougie Diamonds. Salute to Cookie for arranging this action-packed, you know, battle rapper extravaganza on Friday. You know what I mean? And shout-out to myself for multitasking and sitting in the car broadcasting live in Queens, about to go to this photo shoot. Shout out to Chusan Ali and shout out to my co-host in the building. You know,
shout
he
out to
Future
Guru for going full on that damn Twitter.
Yeah,
I'm going crazy on that Twitter, man. They already know. Yeah.
He on board.
Who that? That's Doggy. Who that?
Yeah, that's me. That's Doggy Diamonds. Yeah.
Oh man, yeah, we gonna chop it up, man. You know how we
yes,
do,
sir.
Man. We gonna
yes,
take
sir.
Everything. And plus, it's precious since you revamped this site. We on the move. Lush is on the move. You know, you snuck that in there. We loving it. You know, everybody that didn't pay attention, Doggy Diamonds revamped this site. And it's forbezdvd.com, forbezdvd.com, you already
yeah.
know.
Make sure
so
y'all.
He told
yeah.
y'all once, and I told y'all twice.
Make sure y'all support him, man. Make sure y'all follow with Doggy Diamonds. It's spelled out exactly Doggy, you know what I'm saying, it's I.E. Doggy Diamonds on Twitter, man. Make sure
yep.
you follow him right now.
Right now.
Google 100, Ebenisha. Lush Radio Online, Chusan Ali. If you're not here tonight at the event, make sure you go to the Facebook. Make sure you log on to www.chusanali.com and cop the EP. The first 10 people that come through the door gets a free autographed EP, man. We live in the building. The models is in the building. They're doing a photo shoot, and I'm about to go in a second. And I love y'all. We don't do it for us. We do it for the people. We love y'all. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep your head up. Don't stop for nobody. Rest in peace, Mike Beck. Rest in peace, Guru. Rest in peace, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, man. Stack Bundles, we here.
Cause 2G. Jersey, Riot yeah. Squad. I'm telling you, it's really going to be going down. Y'all check my Twitter, man. Fat Boy Entertainment. You already
here,
know.
Man. I'm out of here,
that's what
man.
It is.
What
at
up,
y'all Cause listeners.
2G?
Yeah, all y'all listeners, I holler at y'all later on. I got shit to do.
Good looking, dog.
God bless y'all. Good night. So,
yeah, and that's live as live is.
And I'm gone.
All right, later.
Lush.